Hi, my name is Chris Pels, and in this video we're going to learn how to use the new web deployment project in Visual Studio 2008. So to get started, first let's create a folder-based website, and then we'll look at how to use the web deployment project in association with that, and then we'll come back and build a web application project and show you how to use the deployment project in conjunction with that second type of website. So we're just going to create a little sample website here. Now the website will be in Visual Basic here in the demo, but when you download the sample source code, you will also get this sample in C#. Now the first thing you need to do to use the web deployment project is actually download and install it, because the web deployment project is not included in the installation of Visual Studio 2008. So you need to go to the Microsoft website, and let me just go over to Internet Explorer here, and I've loaded up the website, and I'll put this URL in a README file that comes with a sample source code, but it's easy enough to find. Just search on Visual Studio 2008 Web Deployment Project, and you can read here about this add-on. It's relatively small, just 687K, and all you need to do is download and install it. And I've done that here in Visual Studio 2008, and we'll take a look at what is added to Visual Studio once you download and install this add-on. And you may have worked with this in Visual Studio 2005. This web deployment project was also available as an add-on for Visual Studio 2005, in case you're wondering whether or not this is the same thing. In large part, it is based on the just with several new features and improvements. So let's go back over to Visual Studio, and now let's take a look at how we would create the deployment project. And the first thing you need to do is actually have a website. Web deployment project is obviously to deploy an existing website, so that in order to see the new menu option associated with creating the web deployment project, you need to have a website already created, and you need to make that the active project. Here in our solution we only have the website, so I'll select that, but if say we had a number of other projects, some class libraries, etc., associated with the website, you won't see the deployment option unless a website is selected. And there's two ways to get at the option once you've selected the website. Up here on the build menu, you'll see a add web deployment project option, and then also it's available by right-clicking on the website root, and there's add web deployment project option there as well. So let's go ahead and select that to add a project, and what it's doing is it's specifying a name for the project and a location. So let's just go out here and we'll put it under the Visual Basic sample source code, and we'll call it deployment. Or I should say we'll call the folder in which we're going to locate it deployment. Now, one important thing to note is this is going to create an entirely separate project from our website, and it doesn't alter the website in any way, so you don't have to worry about creating a deployment project and it having impact on a website that you've already created. So let's go ahead and create, and you can see we have a new project here now in our solution called website VB underscore deploy. That was name that the project dialog window gave us. Obviously we could have changed that. Now the web deployment project that we've created here is actually consisting of just a project file, and all the information necessary to compile and deploy our website is contained in that project file. And there's two ways you can access the deployment. The one way, and you'll probably use this one most often, is to go to the represents all of the different things that you can configure for a close this out. You can open the project file with this choice, and it shows you the information stored as an MS build script, which is actually the way the project file works. What's going on here is that MS build is being used to actually create the deployment for your website project, and the project file is in essence much like you would find in a C# project, etc. So the dialog window is just a GUI interface on this MS build script, but if you need to go into this, you can edit it, be a dialog window, and make some changes. You may potentially overwrite what you've done manually here in. But let's close this out. We're going to work with the GUI editor to start with. So I'll just open up the property pages. Compilation, the output folder. Let's just use the debug folder as a root of the current location. We'll generate debug information, and we'll just keep. Then we have the output assemblies. What do we want to name the output assembly? You can see the option selected by default is we'll merge all the outputs into a single assembly. To start with, we'll just leave that. We have options for strong naming, signing the assembly, and then in terms of deployment, there are several options currently in the default option. And you can see that the is the debug configuration, and actually we have debug release add additional configurations. That's one of the build and deployment configurations. So we'll leave it as debug, and let's just close out the dialog window. So let's say we've now configured it the way we want it. Deploy the website. Now, how do we do that? Well, it's as simple as going to the deployment project, selecting it, and building it. And if you look down here at the output window, you're going to see some of the actions that are occurring. Utility, and that once it's complete, which it is here, has generated our output. So let's go down over here to the output folder, and there's the folder for our actual website. You can see we have a new deployment folder. That's where I located the deployment project. Let's go in there. It has a folder for this deployment project. There's the actual project file. That's what we just looked at a moment ago. It's the MS build script. And here's our output folder. We called it debug. We'll go in there, and here's our pre-compiled output for our website. As you can see, we have the pre-compiled app.config, default ASPX, and down in the bin folder, we have our single assembly website VB underscore deploy, because as you recall, we selected the option to merge all of the assemblies into one single assembly. So we're going to go through, look at a couple of the configuration options and see the impact on the actual output, and we'll locate those different sets of output in different folders by changing the configuration. And then in the sample source code, when you download it, you're going to have all of these different outputs. So I'm just going to actually delete this debug folder, because I'm going to change the names of the output folder as we do some of the configuration, and that way they'll be a little more logical for you when you get the sample source code download. So that's it. I mean, that's as simple as it is to use, and once you have compiled it, we would take the contents of that output folder and deploy it to our web server or wherever else we're going to have the website hosted. So let's go back over to Visual Studio, and now let's take a look in a little more detail at the configuration options for the deployment, and we'll compile it several different ways into different named folders, and you'll have that to refer back to when you get the sample source code. So now let's take a look at some of the configuration options for our deployment in a little more detail. Go back into the property pages and bring up the dialog window. And what we want to do here is Well, first we'll create a debug version of our site, and then we'll create a release version. And let's say we'll make the assumption in the debug version we want to have more flexibility than we will in the release version. And by that I mean we may want to update some individual pieces, or at least make it a little easier to update individual pieces in the debug mode, because we'll probably have bug fixes, versus in the release mode, let's say we want to have the site not updatable. So let's see how we can approach that, and along the way, by going after those two versions, we'll see some of the different options, then you can make decisions on your own as to which options work best for you. So let's start at the top with compilation. We'll leave the output folder as debug, and we'll take the option to include debugging information. We'll make the site updatable, down to output assemblies, and here, rather than the merge all outputs into a single assembly, let's take this second option, which is merge each individual folder output into its own assembly, and the optional assembly prefix, let's just call it website VB, and we'll put an underscore there. So what's going to happen here in this option is we're going to create a output assembly for every folder in the site. Now, we don't have much in the way of folders on our sites. What we're going to do after we configure this is go back and add a few quick folders to the site to give it a little bit more complexity so we can see the results of this output. And down here, these are other options which we'll leave for the moment, but they're fairly self-explanatory. And I should mention that these options, if you've worked with the ASP.NET compiler utility and the ASP.NET merge utility, map to some of the options with each of those two utilities. So I might recommend that you look at those. And in fact, since we're talking about those two utilities, let's just take a quick look in case you're not familiar with them, because it's important to understand how this web deployment project system maps to those two utilities. So let's go over to a Visual Studio 2008 command window. And the two utilities that I'm referring to are ASP.NET underscore compiler. And let's just run it with a question mark so we can see the different options. And this is the command line utility that actually compiles your ASP.NET website. There's a number of options here, and you can read about them in detail. And actually, as soon as you start to read about these, you'll see how they're mapping back to some of these options in the GUI dialog window. But that utility is used to compile your website. And then there was a second utility added after the ASP.NET compiler. And let me just clear the screen here. And that's called ASP.NET underscore merge. And what this utility does is it allows you to take the compilation output and alter it, potentially merging some of the pieces to create a different kind of deployment package. And when we look at the options for this one, you can see there's a number of them as well. And you'll see these mapping back to the GUI interface that we have there. And in fact, see this option here, the minus prefix, that says prefix the merge assembly names with a specified string. And if we go back over here to our dialog window, you'll see that this string that we put right in here is actually mapping to that option, the ASP.NET merge utility. So that's what's going on behind the scenes. We have those two utilities, we have the GUI dialog window, we have the MS build script, which is the project file for the web deployment project, and those are all connected so that when we build the project and run the script, it's calling the appropriate options in those two command line utilities. So with that said, let's move on from the output assemblies. Signing, we'll leave that unchecked at this point. And in terms of deployment, let's just remove the app data folder from the output location. And we alternatively could have this create a virtual directory in IIS for us. At the moment in this debug mode, let's not do that. Let's just have it write the compiled output right down to the folder, and then we'd be responsible for manually deploying it out there and creating the IIS virtual directory. So we've created everything that we need to here, in this debug version. We'll say OK. And as I mentioned, we want to create a few more folders for our website, so let me just do that quickly here. And we'll just create one called Customers, create one called Orders. Oh, let's have an admin folder. And one more, let's just create a reports folder. And within each of these folders, let's just create at least one web page. So we'll go in here, and we're just going to create a default ASPX inside of our admin folder. So we'll just add that. We'll do one and the same for these other folders. And we have reports, new item, web form. And let's say in orders, let's just make this a little more interesting. Let's create a folder called controls. And let's just create a blank ASCX, a web user control down there inside of that folder. So now we have a bunch of folders. Let me just close down those extra tabs. And now when we compile this, we're going to see the result of that option where we said make an assembly representing each of these folders. So we should be all set to go. Let's go down here to our deployment project. We'll right-click, we'll build it, let it run through. We can watch the output window in the bottom of the screen here. Now it's running the ASP.NET compiler utility. You can see that right down here where my cursor is. Now it's running ASP.NET merge utility. And you can actually, if you go back to the output folder, you can see the different command line options that it's using when it's running these utilities. So that can help you kind of investigate and understand how this is working. So let's just down here. Okay, good. It's all done. And let's go back over and let's look at the actual output. So here's our debug folder where we said to put the output, and we can see now we have more than that first compilation where we had a very simple website. And let's go into the bin folder. What happened here, as you can see, is that we have a same prefix for all our assemblies. And then we start to have assemblies that include the folder name. So here's what's in the admin folder, customers folder, and so on, along with the corresponding debug information. And then we have a website vb.dll here because that represents all the things that are not in the folder. And in essence, the root of the website is treated as a folder. So that's why we're getting an assembly for the root as well. So this has compiled the website into these different assemblies. We deploy things out, and as you may be familiar, what we can do is we actually, as long as we don't change any user control signatures, IDs that is, we can redeploy these assemblies one at a time. For instance, let's say we make just some changes to the orders area. Then we could redeploy just the orders. And this may be helpful in a debug mode. If you make a little fix here, a little fix there, you could deploy just the specific pieces that you need and not have to recompile and redeploy the entire site. And obviously, if you start to change more than that, you might have to recompile and redeploy the entire site. And each of these pages here is kind of a placeholder. Let me just take one of these pages, such as default ASPX, down into Visual Studio in case you've never seen this. And what's happening ASPX pages, by contrast, if we don't make this website updatable, we would have had just a pointer here in this ASPX file over to the compile, so-called compiled HTML, which would all be in the assembly corresponding to this page. So that's a look at the debug mode. Now let's make a release mode and see what that looks like. Okay, now that we've done the debug mode, let's quickly do a release mode. We'll go into the property pages. And we'll take and select release. Go back up to compilation. Let's use the default release folder. We've unchecked allow precompiled site to be updatable. Let's go into output assemblies. We'll keep the first choice, which is to merge all the outputs into a single assembly, in contrast to the individual folder option that we did in debug mode. We'll leave signing unchecked in terms of deployment. We'll leave the remove app data folder from the output location. So let's save those options to the project file. Now we need to go up and let's go to the release mode for this. Now we'll build our deployment project. We'll let it go through the compiler and the merge utilities, and as soon as it's done, we'll go over and take a look at the compiled output. There we are, it's in the merge utility. It's all done. Let's go take a look. So we'll switch over and look at the folder. Now you can see there's a release folder in addition to the debug folder. If we go down in here and down into the bin folder, you can see the assemblies that we have are quite different here. And in fact, we have just the single assembly representing the entire website. And because of that, if we go up here and look at default ASPX like we did a few moments ago, you'll see that this is very different. There's just a marker file that essentially is a pointer over into the assembly. So that's the impact of having the site not being updatable. So now we've seen how to have two different configurations for the same website in this deployment project and how easy it is to build either the release or the debug mode. And let's just point out by going back into the property pages that what we can do here is we could actually add additional configurations if we had them, and then we could set the configuration options for the building and deployment for those new so-called custom configurations that are particular to our own implementation. So now let's take a look at how we would use the deployment utility with a web application project in contrast to the website project. So now let's create a web application project and do deployment for that one. So we'll go up here to our solution, we'll add a new project, we'll pick application, and we'll call this web application VB. And let's just check here, okay, let's put it in the VB sample source code folder. Click OK. There's our web application project. We'll just leave it with the one page at this point. Let me just close out default ASPX. So now what we want is a web application project, or I should say web deployment project for our web application project. In order to do that, the process is the same. We go up to the web application project, select add web deployment project. We'll just leave the default name. We could give it whatever name we want. And we'll make sure it gets over in the VB sample source code, and we'll put it in that deployment folder that we created. And we'll select OK. It creates the new deployment project. Right click up into the property pages. We have all the same options that we had before. And let's change the debug mode for it. We'll go to compilation, leave the defaults that are selected here. We'll leave the merge into one assembly option, no signing. Deployment, at this point in debug mode, we won't check any of those. So that's all configured. We'll select OK. Let's go up here and go to the debug mode. And we'll right-click, build it. It'll run through the compiler and merge utilities. Once that's done, there it is. Let's go over and take a look at the output. You can see there's our web application project, and down in deployment we now have this second child folder representing the web application. We go in there and there's our project file, which has the MS build script in it for deployment, down into debug, over into the bin folder, and here's our single output assembly for our web application project. And we're also getting the debug file as well, as because it's a web application project, we're getting the XML comment or documentation output, I should say. So to deploy this, here we have the rest of the files that we need for deployment here, and we would just deploy that out to the location, either the ISP or your own web server. So back over to Visual Studio. So you can see that deploying either a website project or a web application project is virtually identical. Obviously the output of those two is slightly different, but the process of creating a deployment project is identical. So there's a lot of consistency in terms of the approach for a web deployment project between either of those two approaches to creating a website. So as you've seen here, the web deployment project is a great addition to Visual Studio because it gives you a lot of control over how a website is compiled and ultimately deployed, because it interfaces on a very granular level with the ASP.NET compiler utility and the ASP.NET merge utility. And it works pretty much identically between a website project, the folder-based approach to building a website, and the web application project. So, as I said, the compiled output from these different approaches, as well as the project files, will all be in the sample source code that you can download that accompanies this video. We did it in VB here in the video itself, but it's also available in C#. So I encourage you to download that sample source code, take a look at the different sample projects that we've created here, and then make a determination on how to best use the web deployment project in your own situations. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on using the Visual Studio 2008 web deployment project for ASP.NET.